Craig, if I was any more prepared, I would have actually put maybe some music from Coachella. Are you familiar with this? This is that
The music festival,
right? It's going on. It opens this weekend. And I guess Guns N' Roses, and Calvin Harris, and somebody called LCD Sound System. I don't know who this would be. Or whatever. Play their music.
Do you have any good steel making music?
Well, I don't know. What's that Walter Egan song? What was that?
Magnet and Steel?
Magnet and the Steel as well. I don't think that's featured in part of this, but it's called Blooms of Steel, the musical. And we have with us the executive director of the Lorraine Historical Society, Barb Piscopo. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk about this special event going on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th over at the historic Lorraine Palace. Blooms of Steel, the musical. Now, there was an original Blooms of Steel, if I'm not mistaken.
There was. There was a play commissioned by the Metro Parks to open the parkway, the walkway that went behind the steel plant. And that play was written by Kim Aldridge Seja. And probably about 3 years ago, I got in contact with Kim through a mutual friend and said, you know, I really would like to have a play that would talk about the history of Lorraine, but that really would be engaging for people of all ages and somehow involve, you know, the arts, various organizations. And after months of talking with the Metro Parks, who were very gracious to allow us to adapt the play from the original with the folks at LCC Stocker Center and ultimately their theater department and then the Palace Theater, Blooms of Steel, the musical, has emerged. It is a rewrite of the play, so it isn't, if you saw Blooms, which many people did and loved it, it is a rewrite, and there also is a lot of music to it. So we've got some engaging songs like If There Was No Whiskey and a beautiful ballad, Mama, sung by a character in the play who is a Puerto Rican immigrant to work at the mill. And then, of course, there will be a little bit of the Lorraine High School alma mater to end the play.
Tell us a little bit about the play itself, the storyline that goes into it, the musical.
Okay, the story really takes the history of a family, like many families who came to Lorraine. They came because there was job opportunity at the steel mill. And so it takes the what might be considered sort of the almost senile ramblings of an old man, Emil Hubiak, as he tries to engage his great-grandson, who got out of Lorraine as fast as he could to make his fortune down in Florida. But when things went bust in Florida, where did he come back to but home? So he came back to Lorraine, moved in with his great-grandfather, Emil, and Emil tries to engage that younger generation and help them see the magic of what living in Lorraine and being from Lorraine means. So for anybody who has roots in their family's history at the mill, or anyone who just is interested in how Lorraine really came to be and why is there this magic and this passion and this love for the steel mill, it really would be something to see.
And from a historical perspective, somewhat accurate for the most part. Obviously a fictionalization, but you have stories probably in your history books here from Lorraine Historical Society that have similar stories, or at least
definitely
families that interacted in such ways.
It also touches on the development of South Lorraine and how that really, that portion was really an old company town. I mean, it was built largely, you know, people who worked at the mill could go to the mill for a loan to build a home close to the mill. And so South Lorraine developed really around the ethnic groups who came to Lorraine. There was a section reserved for Americans. So even back then, there was a little bit of legalized segregation going on, shall we say, and people lived near the gate where they entered the mill. And so there were parts of South Lorraine that were adjacent to where people would go, you know, to get to work at the mill. So it really was a company town, that section, and has a rich history and beautiful homes that were built, you know, 100 years ago plus.
And you had everything in that neighborhood. You had the grocery store, you had the gas station for people who had cars, or any other, you know, laundry, any other kind of business right there. say they didn't have a car. They just walk, and then they walk to work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, the neighborhood house, which was an earlier form of social service, was there in the community. And so it was a place where families could come after school, after work. They could learn English there. They could socialize with their neighbors. Children could meet other children. It was a safe space to play. And it brought neighborhoods together. The churches were built. I mean, that's another fascinating story. At some point, I think that David Simmer tells me there were 60-some churches in Lorain, most of them representing the nationality group, because people came, they were very religious people, and the churches were built with their money in a way to honor their culture, their religion, their traditions. And so that part of Lorain was just really a very strong community sense, and some of that still exists today. And I know that many efforts are being made throughout the city at all levels, by government groups, by community organizations, by ethnic groups, to really try to re-envision and bring back Lorain that is built on the people. It's no longer built on the mill. It's no longer built on other ancillary industries, but it is built around the resilience, the ingenuity, the creativity, the loyalty, and the dedication of the people. And that is the story of this play.
Again, it's called Blooms of Steel, the musical. We are speaking today with the executive director of the Lorain Historical Society, Barb Piscopo. Speaking of historical, the Lorain Palace is the beautiful house that will be housing this play. I guess Lorain's at 88th anniversary for the
Palace, yes.
The Palace, mm-hmm. The Lorain Palace. And again, the event, the play is performed April 22nd, 23rd. That's at 7:30. And then Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Sunday.
Sunday. You're right. I'm looking at the word Sunday. It said Saturday. Sunday at 3 o'clock, the 24th, at the Lorain Palace. And tickets are $13 in advance, $15 at the door, and available at the Palace website. So this is going to be coming up, and it's a big event, kind of gets people thinking about the history of Lorain. But with the Carnegie Center now open, tell me a little bit about how that's going for you. Now, we've talked about the construction that's been taking place.
I've been here before and talking about our construction at the Carnegie Center, and it is complete. We finished the second floor and had our grand reopening in November of last year. And we are having individuals that come in for tours, groups come in for tours, to basically see not only depictions of the history of Lorain and exhibits that we have on the first floor, but to see the beauty of the second floor, to see what a Carnegie Library can look like when people come together and work to renovate them. I know there's a number of Carnegie Libraries in Ohio and throughout the country, and some of them are being demolished because the community doesn't see any value for them. So we're very grateful to the people who did that work. I would be remiss if we went ahead and I did not thank the people at the LCCC Theater Department for their work in Blooms of Steel. They are performing outside their comfort zone, so they're not at Stocker, they're not at the Sirigliano Theater, they're at the Palace Theater, and that is a bit of a leap for them. But Jamie Benjamin, Diane Papp, and everybody connected with the theater department is really working with the Palace staff and with Kim Seja and myself to really make this a grand event.
It's amazing the talent of people that can turn a regular play into a musical.
That's right.
They had to start come up with songs that kind of fit the theme and even rewrite it. But and then the people get to perform this as well. Again, it's called Blooms of Steel, the musical. That's a big event coming up. But you also have a 35th anniversary event. Tell us about that.
We do have a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
On May 10th, that's a Tuesday night, starting at 5:30, we will have our third annual meeting. It is for members and non-members alike. This year, we are envisioning the future while honoring the past. So our program will feature Al Duane, who was one of the original founders. I call him Mr. History of Lorain. He is one of our venerable historians who knows so much about Lorain's history and just loves Lorain. He will be interviewed by our youngest trustee ever, Cassie Epps. And then Carm Januzzi will give her take on why she loves Lorain. I'm sure many people know the Januzzi name from Januzzi's shoes. Everybody gets their shoesies at Januzzi's. And then she will introduce our keynote speaker, Bob Kleiner. Bob is a native Lorainite who pursued his career starting in Lorain and then going beyond to Perry and to Kent Roosevelt, and then came back this year to be principal of the new high school in Lorain City Schools. And that's another great event with the new building of the high school to open next fall.
Barb, tuck it away. I think there's a song in there, Shoesies at Your Newsies, for another play another time.
For another time, that's right.
That's great. That's a lot of fun happening. And it's interesting with the Historical Society. You think of sort of just pictures and black and white photos or people's memories. With a musical like Blooms of Steel, it sort of comes to life and lets people reflect on how things are not so different now. And if they sort of feel things maybe not going the way they should, they can see there's always hope in the people that are a part of the community.
That's what we would like to see.
If people want to find out more about the Blooms of Steel or what's happening with your Historical Society, where's a good place for them to check things out?
LorainHistory.org is our website. They certainly can go there. They can call us at 440-245-2563, and we'll be happy to answer their questions.
Sounds good. Barb Piscopo with the Lorain Historical Society, appreciate your time coming
in this morning.
Thank
you.